time to get it.
This week on an all-new episode of Crazy Train of Thought, brought to you by the Idiot Savants, join host Ryan Wolf, Pokemaster Troy Osborne,
Sam Suppress,
almost,
and Colin freaking Giffey for Ryan such ass.
Check a look.
Welcome everybody to Crazy Train of Thought, brought to you by the Idiot Savants. Thank you so much for joining us today. I am your host, Ryan Wolf. We are live from Savant Studios. Joining me today, I have
Pokemaster Troy Osborne is here.
Pokemaster Troy Osborne has joined us tonight. Thank you for being here, Troy.
Yeah.
Next.
Coffee drinker and espresso extraordinaire, Sam the Babby.
Sam Suppress is here.
That is also a name I go by.
That we just came up with.
That's awesome, yeah. Coffee drinker, huh?
Yeah, I'm something of an expert, you could say.
You took that up in your spare time?
Yeah, I've never peed so much. Never peed and pooped so much in my whole life. Seeping.
You promised you wouldn't say that word. Off air, you promised you wouldn't fucking say that word.
I never promised. I never did.
Have you had coffee and popcorn together?
Yo. That sounds like bad breath for like a month.
Not like...
I feel like eating an onion would help your breath.
Not like smash a bag of popcorn and just top it off with coffee. I mean like... Maybe accidentally together you consumed those two things in your stomach at the same time.
What do your mornings look like?
No, this is not me. This is not me. So
I wake up in the morning with popcorn and a coffee that, like from the night before.
I brushed my teeth with that coffee and Coke that you tried.
Yeah, I did try that. I tried both the flavors, vanilla and mocha.
There are three flavors. You didn't try
dark
caramel.
There's another.
Dark caramel? Yeah, there's at least four flavors.
Dang, I didn't try caramel. Caramel? Yeah. I think, so for my...
Let's not get into that debate.
I heard this on Spotify in like an ad because I don't pay for no premium. Like, my mind. I thought this was the craziest stuff because like I thought, you know, they're off their rocker. And I tried it out, me and Sophia, and it actually exceeded expectations. I was like, it kind of is a well-balanced sort of like, like a dark richness roast and also that sort of like really smooth sort of vanilla finish with
you're talking about the coffee and Coke.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Are you kidding?
It tastes exactly like you think it would.
Vanilla coffee and Coke tastes like just vanilla Coke for me. I don't know about you, but
let's come back to this in a second.
Yeah.
Also today I have
Colin freaking Giffey
is
back on
here.
The pod.
Thank you for being here tonight, Colin.
Oh, you're welcome.
He's a good sport.
I showed up. Aren't you proud, Dad?
Yes. Yeah, I am proud.
You should be.
I am proud that
you know how hard I work to make you proud?
I don't.
Pretty hard.
Not hard enough.
Are you not proud of me?
I mean, there are days.
There are days when you're proud of me?
Yeah.
Today's not one of
More often than not or not often than most?
Yes. Yes.
Good answer.
One of those things.
That was a little IQ test for me.
Whoa.
It's like, what does that mean?
So back to coffee and Coke. Have you two tried this?
I have not.
I've watched someone drink it and was like, yeah, I don't. You drink both cans. That's fine.
Let's clarify. We're talking about Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola has coffee flavors now.
Like, we're doing a podcast, and like kids will listen to it. It's like, hey, you guys try coffee and Coke?
Coffee and Coke, bro.
Great. No.
So good.
I haven't tried it.
Yeah, Monster
Two things
Chaser.
You should not have, especially as a child.
So I made Kennedy try it with me.
We bought three of the four flavors. We bought
Four. You just told me there was only three.
No, there's caramel, there's vanilla, there's dark, and there's mocha. So we bought dark, vanilla, and caramel. We did not buy mocha.
Mm. So, well, I'll let you finish, but I have a coffee thing after that.
So, yeah, we both tried it on her birthday. She had her birthday and came over, and we celebrated.
And nothing says happy birthday like this may wreck your whole weekend.
No, we have a tradition.
This is probably terrible.
We have a tradition, exactly. Thank you, of trying all the new flavors of whatever comes out, like Mountain Dew specifically, because they have 7 million flavors.
Now that's like paradise, but like with Coke, you never know.
Yeah.
Coke Zero, what's like that all about?
Coke sewage, try it out.
Coke sewage.
That's Coke Lime.
Hey, I really dig Lime.
Did
Coke.
You?
I kind of do though. Like with the, just imagine like Lime chips, but Lime Coke is just like that.
Coke freestyle same machines thing. Allow you to create
your own
some of the best flavors. And I hope that they add the coffee to the Coke freestyle machine.
That would be legit. I would really like that.
Oh, man.
Actually.
Go to the you could have your coffee and popcorn.
Oh.
So back to that. Thank you. Perfect.
So gross.
That's perfect. So my uncle has a stomach problem.
Oh. It sounds like we have something in common.
You have an uncle that has a stomach problem?
Yeah.
Doesn't no, everybody?
If I'm that uncle who has the stomach problem.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So he went to the movies, and before he went to the movies, he decided that he did not want to be tired. So he grabbed one of those Starbucks drinks at a gas station on the way to the movies.
That makes sense. Yeah. I fall asleep during the movies like sometimes actually. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like,
it happens.
He worked all day. It's a night movie. Like, that's perfect. So he grabs a Starbucks drink. He smashes that before he gets to the movies. It's him and my aunt. And they sit down. They're going to watch whatever. I think it was like fucking Hunger Games or something. This is a while ago. And get the popcorn, start eating the popcorn, and like probably 20 minutes into the movie, my uncle's like sprints out of the fucking, like just
no
rumbly
way.
In his tumbly, sprints out of the fucking theater.
He's like, man, the bass in here is crazy.
I can feel it.
I can feel it.
Someone's rattling their Whoppers and their Milk Duds.
Yeah. And sprints out of the theater to the bathroom and just like,
let just hear
destroys,
it from
the toilet habit.
Destroys that toilet.
Some AMC employee did not get paid enough that
yes,
night.
Yeah. No, for sure not. So I would advise the listeners and the viewers on Twitch who are watching this, do not drink coffee and then have a bunch of popcorn.
Unless
I'm warning you. I'm warning you.
Unless you're used to that kind of thing.
I think it was because of Starbucks and not Big B.
No, I think it's just coffee.
To be fair, I think Big B puts more coffee in their drinks.
It's because Big B is espresso.
Big B's disgusting.
I love Big B.
Big B is amazing.
Big B, Dunkin' Donuts, they're both garbage.
Do you like Starbucks?
I don't like coffee.
Okay, then that's your answer.
Starbucks is the only one that I will drink with any regularity.
He's basic.
Yep.
Just the tallest that you got, cold brew, no ice. I know you're going to fucking jip me with the ice.
That's true. I hate that. I never do that. And I laugh because when I order a hot, they just give me a smaller cup. I go, I just can't win. You always get played.
Right. Somehow.
McDonald's, no ice. Everywhere, no ice. Because It's in the machine. It cools it down before it comes into the cup. Drink the whole cup before it gets warm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
So Preach. Back to coffee. Have you guys tried the mocha and chocolate Kit Kats?
So I've been seeing more of the like flavored Kit Kats come out, and I saw, what was it? I think I saw cookies and cream recently.
That sounds amazing.
I was like, I started keto
yesterday, and I can't
and so I didn't buy it. I was like, I shouldn't eat that because fucking candy, and it's bad for you anyways. But like, did you know that Japan has like 7 million flavors of Kit Kat.
7 million?
No, it's not.
That many.
But
no,
it's
like a lot.
I would leave it to Japan to make 7 million flavors or something.
They have wasabi and all kinds of different.
Yeah, it's like crazy.
Kit Kat
that Mochu ice cream that you made me try.
Mochi.
They have that flavor.
Mochu.
Mochu.
You're thinking the classic movie Mulan.
Yes, the dragon, right?
And the dish, the Mochu pork, I think.
Okay, maybe. But they like some of those flavors are coming stateside.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily know that they're Japanese flavors, but I've seen them in gas stations. And I'm like, oh, we're getting those.
I feel like there should be like a PSA, like when they like the teachers inform the parents that there's like this new thing and don't let your kids try it. If you see coffee, popcorn, Kit Kats in the gas station, don't let your
coffee,
kids try
popcorn,
them.
Popcorn, Kit Kats.
Oh my God.
If you are walking through the gas station and you happen to see a Kit Kat in a purple and black wrapper, grab that bad boy.
Oh, yeah?
It is.
If you stumble in it and you see it just sitting on the ground, then you just take it.
Yes.
He says take it. It doesn't say buy it.
Just put it in your pocket.
Just walk out.
You'll be fine. It's like $1.05, whatever.
Leave your car. They're waiting for that. You take the road. You jump into the woods.
You become
a lone traveler. You know,
I don't need my wallet. I'll just throw it at the clerk and walk out.
Say goodbye to your life.
Here's money. Take it.
It was over before it started.
I want to pay somebody with Monopoly money and real money at the same time and just throw it at them and just leave, and they don't know which one's which.
It's like a...
They
like
would know which one's which.
No, it's like good Monopoly money, though.
Yeah, like it's the
I printed it on my printer.
No.
Yeah, it's the
money printer.
Monopoly.
Just kidding, CIA. Do not have a money printer.
Oh,
don't.
Yeah,
don't have that.
CIA is like, we do.
Yeah, we do. I don't know what you're about. I got one in my basement. It's pretty sweet.
So, a couple of things I want to get to before we start here. I listened back to our Game of the Year episodes for 2020.
Why would you do that?
Because I wanted to see how well we executed what my initial plan, my yearly plan, for that particular segment is.
Okay.
And I thought we all did a really good job.
I think so.
Except for me.
Uh-oh.
So I want to apologize for the listeners. I was an asshole.
I think that's your job, though.
Yeah, your job's to be an asshole sometimes.
Like you're the host slash asshole.
Like Steve,
like
Steve Harvey.
Is that the title?
Steve Harvey not calling out people on their sex jokes. It's kind of what,
okay.
Kind of what you are.
So there's one particular segment where I got heated, and like in my memory, I thought, these motherfuckers are all arguing. It's my fault.
Yeah, you're the arguing
one. It's totally my fault. It's in the cyberpunk segment in part two of Game of the Year where I get mad. And like, that is not how I remembered that at all.
You're pulling a case of the Troys watching the podcast back.
I'm sorry.
A case of the Troys.
I'm just sorry.
Apology accepted, but I actually don't remember.
No?
No.
Well, listen back to that episode. You'll hear it.
Yeah.
And I actually watched it, so I saw, like, I saw me get mad.
I saw your face get red.
Oh,
rage.
God. Damn it. That's not what I wanted to do. The second PSA, we ran a promo during Game of the Year episodes for a podcast called Imperial Scrolls of Honor.
Yeah.
We'll be running that again later in this episode. Those guys are awesome.
I really like it. It's a really good pod.
Josh is one of the hosts on that podcast, and I just wanted to specifically call out, Josh, if you're watching, I wore my Bills Mafia t-shirt for you, fellow Bills fan, Josh, from the Imperial Scrolls of Honor podcast.
Oh, I thought I liked them. Maybe I don't.
You do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm not a huge bowling fan.
Their podcast is fantastic. I was listening to the Golden Axe episode today, and they really break down what happens in the retro games that they talk about.
Golden Axe.
Golden Axe is from the Genesis.
Love that.
89, they said in their podcast.
I love Golden Axe.
Like,
so good.
Learned a bunch of stuff. It's funny once in a while, just like our show's funny once in a while. But I would say much more substance than whatever we fucking provide here.
Oh, man. And we're not even that funny most of the time, so.
Only when you're here, Sam.
Oh. And it got me all blushy.
All right, let's talk games. Troy.
Yeah.
You played Island Saver. Is that the actual name of this game?
Island Saver by Nat West.
Okay. Was it Natalie West?
I thought it was Nate West. What the fuck is Island Saver?
Island Saver is a first-person shooter.
Okay. All right. You got me so far.
And you got a vacuum gun.
And
you
sold.
You suck up plastic bottles off the ground on this island, and then you turn them into cash or gold coins. This game is the most educational thing I have ever played.
It sounds like it was developed by the Green Party.
Yeah,
just kind of.
This
might be some Green Party propaganda, Troy.
AOC's Green New Deal. Yeah. The game.
She's a playable character.
AOC presents you. She's wearing the backpack. Sucking everything up.
So
you gotta fight orange guys.
Is funded by a bank in the UK. Like,
okay.
A big bank in the UK funded this game. It's the most educational thing I've ever played in my life.
All right.
I played putt-putt.
Have you started recycling because of this game?
I haven't. I just learned about it.
Whoa!
I learned about it, though.
I learned about it, but I'm still not
learning
do it.
Nothing.
Almost like the majority of the U.S.
No, I know what recycling is.
I know
is.
What recycling is, but I just don't want to do it, you know?
Pitch this motherfucking bottle right
if you wanted to come in my house and take all my bottles, you totally could.
I've heard of recycling. That's where they dump them in the ocean, right?
Yeah.
And then there's like a whirlpool. That's why they recycle.
Yeah. There's an island that the penguins live on.
This is the island. This is that island.
You're on the trash island?
They say this is the island where all the trash goes when people throw it in the ocean. And there's freaking plastic bottles everywhere. Pop bottles and water bottles. It's all the trash. All
right.
There's no other trash. Mm. Those two bottles. You're soaking them up, and there's a little parrot that's telling you what to do at first.
What is he doing telling me what
Save
to do?
Save me, fuck! clean this, and then you... So you
clean up on island two! Clean up on island two!
You start sucking up these bottles, and it gets to the point where... this palm tree, like, kind of flashes and lights up, and it's like, hey... There's this black sludge all over this palm tree. Suck up some water.
Okay.
And spray it on the tree and clean up the tree. I'm like, freaking Mario Sunshine! Woo! Yes! All over
so this.
This
is an educational version of Mario Sunshine. Is that what you're telling me?
What it sounds like.
It's getting further. It gets gooder.
Okay,
it gets gooder.
It better get gooder.
It gets gooder. So I start off with just the pollution thing. This is cool. And then it's like, hey, deposit your money in this bank here, and you'll earn interest on it. 10%. It's like, 10%, that's a pretty good... That's a good return. That's a good return.
I mean,
these gold coins.
If that's a savings bank, that's way more than you usually get. It's usually like a third of a percent or some bullshit.
It's all these little robots that you're putting your money into. You put the... plastic bottles into this robot, and she gives you gold coins in return.
Okay.
And then when you fill her up with bottles, she launches, like, she turns into a rocket and just flies into space. I don't know where she puts them.
In space.
But then she comes back down and lands in the same spot.
Who's she?
Making another island on another planet.
Space island.
Mars. It's going to Mars.
Yeah.
Fill up
Mars.
That's where the trash really needs to go.
Killing all the microorganisms on Mars.
Yeah, what do you think? Those rovers are doing. They're just digging a landfill right now.
It's like, all this beautiful landscape. Literally looking for alien life. I don't know.
NASA's actually owned by Waste Republic.
they're just digging a landfill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gosh, that's so funny.
So you start off just saving money, and then this little robot gentleman in a trench coat shows up. I'm the tax bot. And every 10 coins you make... take one.
Is it taxation is theft.
Is it Tim the tax bot?
He's just tax bot.
Okay.
And he starts taxing everything. Every 10 coins.
So he's Tom Nook.
Gets one. Yes.
Okay.
He gets one coin for every 10 you earn.
All right.
That's fine. And you start cleaning up the area and you
How are you interacting with this? You said it's a first-person vacuum game.
Yes. Shooter. No, I said first-person shooter.
I know what you said.
First-person cleaner.
Yeah, this first-person cleaning game.
You shoot water.
Okay. And
actually, you can shoot coins.
But like, is it a menu?
Homescapes.
You walk up. You like, you walk over to the back.
It's all open world.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all open world. You walk up and you're literally, you suck the trash into your gun and then you shoot it into the robot.
Into the turtle.
Into the ocean. Okay.
And then as you clean up the island, these bank-a-moles start showing up. And they're little piggy bank versions of all these different animals.
Bank-a-moles?
And then you start, they eat when you clean up the trees, the fruit falls off the trees, the animals eat the fruit. Then they get full, and then they get all fat and round, and they just roll on the floor until you suck all the coins out of their back, like a piggy bank.
Okay, sure. Right, yeah.
And then as they're eating, they also poop, and you can shoot the poop into the water.
Oh, nice.
I haven't found a mechanic for the poop yet, besides you pick it up, and it's like, poop.
So it's a first-person feces shooter.
Yes.
Oh,
it's like FBFS.
What the chimpanzees at the zoos use. Yeah,
this game.
Their arm.
Like,
that's crazy.
I felt like, man, Emmett could learn a lot from this game.
Yeah.
Even, you know, and it makes it fun. I was donating plasma on Friday and downloaded this game Thursday the night before. And it was like,
free?
I can't. It's free.
On
Twitch.
Okay.
So I'm playing the game. While donating, I'm like, can I just keep playing? I know I'm done donating. I just wanted to keep playing the game. I don't. it had me hooked.
No, they got to get you in and out of there, man. Like, that's a fucking.
I know.
It's like, this arm's
but
gone.
But I just wanted.
This arm's done.
I wanted to use
their Wi-Fi. Sick with McDonald's tries to get me out. So you've been here for 2 days straight. Yeah, I'm using your Wi-Fi.
Hey. I got a YouTube channel to run here.
You're like, I'm saving this island. Meanwhile, there's like wrappers, bottles all around you.
You're just surrounded.
Playing this game. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's worth checking out.
Okay.
Even if you're not a child like me.
You're not a child. No,
I am. I'm a man child. Thank you.
That's a pretty accurate description.
Yeah.
That's,
yeah.
You should try it. It's a really fun game. And if you have kids...
I thought he was talking about being
so. I want you to go through you said it's educational.
Yes.
So obviously, like, you should recycle. All right.
Yep.
You learn how to recycle. I'm sure this is how it's done on all the islands.
Yes.
How's it educational for the, like, you said this was made by a bank.
Yes.
Or licensed or whatever.
Commissioned, whatever.
Commissioned,
I would say. Yeah. Probably.
Was it the Fallon Bank?
It's a British bank. Like, how does it go MI6 into taxes? Bank. Like, how deep does the educational stuff get?
Blood bank.
So far, it's been just TaxBot says, hey, as you earn, like, as every time TaxBot takes money, he puts it in a tax vault.
Okay.
And you use those tax coins, you suck it out of the TaxBot. And then you put it, you use that coin to reset your recycle bot and send it to space.
Right.
And it's just like kind of how the economy works almost. Like it's a weird, like, so
I wish I could suck my taxes back. Like, give me that.
It's a tax refund.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta have kids for that.
Oh.
You do. Yep.
So otherwise, you're going to owe money.
So you almost play like Wally if they sent their junk to space instead of the humans.
Yes.
Send your junk to space.
So, I mean, to me, it was like, what? Save your money. It's telling you, you know, save your coin, your money in this bank.
Okay.
Because you can't hold it all, obviously. Right. You only have so many slots. It's like Minecraft. You got like 6 slots to hold stuff in. So you put the money in the bank, and then it says, you know, hey... As this money sits in the bank, you earn interest every day cycle in the game.
Okay.
So from what I'm gathering, this is kind of like a really relaxing game. It's like more of like a time killer sort of thing. Is there? Yeah.
I think
something to do while you're not doing or something to do while you're doing.
I don't know why. It's fun.
What's the art style like, Troy?
It is very cartoony.
Okay.
Like I said, the animals are little piggy banks, and it's really cute, and you're like a little robot guy, a robot space guy.
Wally.
Okay.
And you're wearing a red suit, and you got a little vacuum gun. Mm-hmm. It's just fun.
The piggy banks.
Yes.
They are scattered throughout the world.
I'm
picturing them for some reason scattered throughout
the
world. So
like the little animals?
Yeah.
Or the bank robot?
The little animals.
The little animals. So as you clean up the island, the animals start moving back in.
Oh, they're actual animals.
Yes.
Okay.
The animals are piggy banks.
The animals are piggy banks.
Yes. Okay.
Imagine.
I didn't know they were alive. I thought they were like collectible.
No, they're alive little animals. They like I said,
they suck the coins out of them.
They eat the fruit. They poop. Then they get full and they make coins out their slot.
100% profit.
What slot? They all have a slot in their back.
They have another slot.
They have a slot in their back.
Okay.
Like a piggy bank.
Right.
Mm. And they get all fat.
Dirty.
They get all fat and like round.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And they're full and they just like roll back and forth like this. And it says, oh, your crab is full. So then you go and you suck the coins out of his back. And then Tash
screaming the whole time.
Nobody told me this would hurt this man. You continue to do it, Troy?
Yeah, the coins are supposed to go in the slot.
If you can hear the animal suffering as you're farming them for fucking coins.
Dude, I'm...
I worked on a pig farm for a while. It's exactly like that.
Yep. Get those babies out, they're money.
Yep.
Yeah, when they stop producing the coin, that's when we turn them into bait.
That's
exactly right.
Produce some more coin off that.
Yeah.
All right. So Island Saver.
Island Saver. I think this
I like that that's like a two, you know, like a two-tiered kind of name there.
Yeah.
Like you're saving the island, but you're also saving on the island.
Yes. You're saving money.
I like it.
Yeah. And then
save money. Live better. Not finishing that.
Hallmark.
Hallmark.
Yeah, that's good.
I think it's worth a try.
So, Colin.
Yep.
I'm sorry, Troy. I didn't mean to cut you off. Are you done?
I'm done.
That segment? Okay.
Yep.
All right, let's move
I'm
on.
I'm play more.
Yeah, play more Island Saver. Let's hear more about that next week.
I'll beat it.
All right, listeners, we're going to take a break here. And I'm going to bring you a promo for the Imperial Scrolls of Honor podcast that I talked about earlier, as promised. These guys do deep dives into retro games. They did Mike Tyson's Punch-Out recently, Nintendo Power number 11. They're just fantastic. They give you a ton of information about the old games that they're playing and total reviews. What's cool about the game, what's not cool about the game. And it's a really cool look back into what retro games, like how people feel about retro games now in a really interesting way. So check them out, and here's their promo.
I'm Josh.
I'm Jay.
And we host the Imperial Schools of Honor podcast, where once a month we flip through an early issue of Nintendo Power, Sega Visions, or GamePro, and then analyze, touch on, and bullshit about whatever we find interesting.
At the end of which, we pick a game from the mag to focus on. 2 weeks later, we record a chat about the game and decide whether it is deserving of King Lorik's blessing.
Do our best to infuse some comedy in there.
While still aiming to be informative.
So, if that sounds like something you're into, listen in on whatever platform you do your potting on.
Colin, you've been playing a fuck ton of VR.
Dude, a lot of VR.
Like all the things
probably
that you
too
wrote
much.
Down are just VR related things.
How do you know
things?
This is real?
For those of you who want to know what I have out there, Ping Pong VR, Star Wars Zombies VR, VR stuff, VR extravaganza, VR extracurricular activities, and VR.
What are you, chess club for VR?
You have like a...
Yeah, right?
You have like
my hashtags.
Like a dreidel, like in...
Inception, to make sure you're not in VR right now.
Yeah, it could be in VR right now.
VR.
I wouldn't know.
VR like
they did that in Ready.
Body.
They did that in Ready Player One.
What, the dreidel?
They tricked the dude to make him think that he was in real life when he's actually in VR.
And yeah. That's,
they done got him.
Yeah. We're not there yet.
Pretty cool.
80 years.
That's it's all not eight.
79 now. I think we talked about it in 2020. So 79 more years.
Yeah. That's start the countdown.
Start the countdown.
Anyway,
let me hear about VR. I don't know what the fuck is VR ping pong.
So
play against
it
real.
It is literally
other
called. It's called 11 table tennis.
Okay, mm-hmm.
And
On Steam VR.
On Steam VR. It's also on Oculus Store too.
Okay,
it could be in another store, but I'm not sure. I think those are the only two places. But don't quote me on that. But yeah, it's a ping pong game. It's very realistic. It's 2 scale. So when you're looking at it in VR, it actually looks like there's a ping pong table in front of you.
Okay.
The paddle feels, I mean, it's just your controller, but right. like the movement feels real.
Oh, yeah.
The ball feels does like it has real movement.
Does it vibrate when you hit the ping pong ball?
It slightly does, yeah. It makes it feel like it, yeah. It makes it feel like you're slightly hitting it.
Like
yep.
some haptic feedback yep. shit?
Slightly haptic feedback. Oh, oh man. Like
it. Can you
pretty
double
sweet.
Paddle it?
No. Not that I know of, but there's like, it's kind of cool because, so there is single player and multiplayer. The single player is kind of cool. So when you first load in, you can play against a bot.
Okay.
And you can set the difficulty of the bot. And I think it was like, it's like easy, medium, hard, world class, and like professional or something okay. like that. Or maybe I think world class, maybe be the top one. I don't know. I think there might be five like total.
Forrest Gump at the top.
Yeah, Forrest Gump level at the top.
I always think of that scene from The Office when Dwight tries to teach Jim how to play ping pong, and Dwight's like a fucking master at ping pong because Jim wants to beat Daryl because Kelly keeps talking shit to Pam mm-hmm. because Jim sucks at ping pong.
Oh,
yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like That's basically like that. Just kidding. Yeah, so the single game. Player modes, you can play against a bot. And then they also have like mini games that you can do, or not even mini games, like different ways you can train. So you can have the table flip up and be like a half table where you're hitting against a wall, so you can train that way. You can even do beer pong, which is kind of stupid. You just throw a ping pong ball in the cups and they disappear and you get points. So like nothing really special. I don't think you can play that with people.
Do you think that those skills would transfer to real life?
I don't think the beer pong would, but definitely the ping pong would. Yeah,
it's
the
beer pong realistic.
The beer pong is kind of weird because you actually throw it with the controller and it just doesn't feel super.
Throwing
smooth.
It in VR never works.
If you toss it up and then I don't think you have a paddle with beer. Yeah, you don't use a paddle either. It's just you just throw them.
Okay.
And then they have another practice thing that which I like to do and try to beat my high score on. It's called Quadrants. So basically, it's a machine that serves you, and you have five lives. So you lose a life. So basically, the bot will pitch you a ball, and then you have to return it to their side in a certain part of the table. It could be like a shallow square, or like maybe towards them at the end of the table, like a corner of the table. And it's usually only like not even like a square foot wide.
Okay.
So I've been doing that where you have to return the ball, and it gets faster and harder, and like he keeps doing it more consistently, and the tempo's. Picks up, and then he's also pitching it a little harder at you, so then you got to return it. Oh my gosh, it's so much fun, but so frustrating, because I want to say for the most part that the ping pong is super accurate, but there's some times where I'm like, all right, that's definitely not what I did. Like, that's
BS.
Definitely not the way I hit it.
Leg!
Yeah, basically.
What's now, I've played ping pong with you. Could you beat me now that you've
dude,
had training?
100%.
Oh, okay.
I know this because after playing this game for so long, I went to my buddy's house and just wrecked everybody in ping pong.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow.
Just like, it taught me so much. Like, it's cool because I mostly play online now, and there's like a different ranking system, so you can usually see if people are better or worse than you. A lot of times, like, it'll show you. So if you open up the multiplayer lobby, it'll show you who has the best ping so that you can connect with them and have good
pong.
Best ping pong, huh?
Yeah, you could say you said
it'll tell you how fast their internet is and how good your connection will be with them, because you kind of need that to play a smooth game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I started playing online, and
so
at first
you're playing
I wasn't
against other people in real time.
In real time,
wow.
Yeah, and
that's amazing.
I keep my mic muted because other people don't have their mic muted, and
you're
hearing breathing.
You're
like, like freaking go. I'm like, dude, I don't want to hear that. Like while you're playing, so like I'll only unmute myself if I really need to talk to them.
Yeah,
or like if talk it's back. Moments like we're having, yeah. like we're just goofing off.
Take that, pussy.
And then I'll start talking. Like I think today I played three games with some guy. And then, like, his kids kept messing with him and stuff like that. And then I decided to chime in and, like, kind of tease him about it. He's like, hold on a second. And he took off his headset, and I see his controllers drop. And he's like, guys, come on. And, like, it was so funny. Then I see him struggling to get his headset back on. Like, all his controllers are dangling and stuff.
I'd like to imagine.
So funny.
That is awesome.
Playing multiplayer with, like he's got, like, things going on. He's trying to chase his kids and stuff like that. And he, like, just cracks his hand against, like, the wall or something. Like,
he goes to hit the ball and just misses it.
That'd just be fun to witness in VR, honestly. Just someone else running into a wall instead of just you running into a wall.
Yeah, I almost wish it like similar to how in...
Don't say Kinect.
In Call of Duty, you can hear when you kill them.
Yeah, when you kill them. Yeah.
Like when you score a point, it activates their mic.
Oh, that would be cool. Like, but no, it's just the whole time.
Yeah.
So you can hear them the whole time. I can hear them every time they say the F word. They can't hear me when I say the F word because my mic's muted.
Right.
Which is definitely a lot. I do rage quite a bit, but I've gotten, I'll be honest, I've gotten pretty good at this game. Like at first, like I used to keep the ping pong paddle pretty flat. Okay. But now I'm doing like every hit I do is a spin hit. Like I'm spinning the ball and every hit. Yeah. My forehand's really good, so I got that down. My backhand's really good. Oh my gosh, it's insane.
My
serves are way better. I've been doing this crazy serve where I'll put like side spin on it and basically hit it on the far right side of the table. And then it'll come around the net and hit their side of the table.
I'm going to do what's called a pro gamer move.
Pro gamer move. I did that to a guy. It's super hard to pull off and get it right, but I did it today. And the guy, like, you know, like you can see their paddle and their controller. So, like, they'll clap. If everybody's muted, you can just do like a little clap when somebody does something cool.
Yeah.
So, I've gotten a lot of claps lately. Like, dang, that was pretty good. But I've also gotten wrecked. There's some people I'm like, do you not have a life? Is this all you do for a living? Which is kind of me right now because I put like 20 hours in this game the past week.
Wow.
Yeah. I've literally stayed up late playing this game, and it's crazy because it feels real, and it's definitely just as exhausting as real life ping pong. Like I get exhausted playing this game. Like talking about like a nasty sweat storm. I've been having a shower at like 3 a.m. That's when I'm done playing. I'm like, dude,
I gotta shower at 3 a.m. I can't go to bed like this. VR ping pong.
Yeah, dude, I have to.
Some gamer sweat. That's what I'm talking about.
It is so much fun.
Some gamer sweat.
I literally made a dude break his ankles the other day. Like I hit it to one side of the table, and then he came back and I smashed it to the other side. So he was trying to chase it, and I saw him trip and he fell.
No.
And I could serve too, and I think. One time I did it to another person, and like usually after the play's done, I'll just go ahead and serve another one real quick.
Yeah.
And so like I think he was still getting up, and I served it, and then he wasn't up yet, and then I was like, dude, my bad. And I was like, go ahead. And like I stood out of the way and I was like, come on. But you have to have a good size room to play this. You cannot play this in a small room. Like you have to think about being able to fit half a ping pong table.
Right.
And be able to move back behind you far enough and from side to side.
Okay.
And also move forward. So, like, in my back room, I have a couch, and I basically have the ping pong table, like, the middle of the ping pong table is the edge of my couch.
Okay.
So, I play over my couch, so I don't have to ever worry about running into it.
Okay.
But it's never going to be in the way. Like, I never have to worry about hitting anything over there. Yeah. So, I can get as close as I want to the net, and never really have to worry about it. But gosh, dude.
So, just stand in the middle of that's why he's so good. He's standing in the middle of the table.
No, that's not okay. Yeah, you can though. You can move up to the middle table. You don't have to lean over the table. So you actually can walk.
Okay, walk.
You can free walk everywhere. But like I said, it is to scale. So you have to walk that in real life, like the end of the thing.
Just bullying the other player. So if somebody smashes it
to my right side, I'm on my left. I actually gotta like run over there real quick and like dive down and try to toss it back up.
Well, it's
really intense.
Here's a good question. What keeps you from just walking to the other side of the table and just like as soon as he hits it, just popping it down onto his table?
No, you can't do that.
You can't do that?
You have to wait for the bounce.
Oh.
Mm, you have to wait to the bounce on your side in order to hit it.
I'm sorry, I don't know the rules.
You're good. There's also, one annoying rule that I hate is, so it's a real life rule, but when you go to serve a ping pong ball, you have to toss it 6.5 inches up from your hand.
Okay.
It doesn't necessarily matter. I think it's 6.5 inches above the table, but you can't just drop it from up high. Like, you actually have to toss it up.
Okay.
And a lot of people won't toss it up enough.
Call them.
So they'll toss it, and then they'll hit it, but the ping pong ball is still there, and it'll just say, 6.5. But then I'm over there trying to return it, and then they can just spawn another ball and hit it, so I'm still recovering.
Oh, that's
and
they can shitty.
Just, so, like, you kind of have to be on alert at all times if somebody messes up. And I also really hate let serves, because that also does it to me. Like, a let serve is where, you know, somebody serves and it barely hits the net and goes over and touches your side. Mm. It's a let serve. They get another one. It's, like, basically free, like, no points scored.
Okay.
But that'll mess me up. So do a let serve, and then I'm running up trying to catch it, and I'm like, oh, he's just a let. But then they'll serve it really hard into my right side. Then I'm having to run back. So that can be, like, come on, dude. Like, sometimes I'll call people. I'm like, you're being a douche right now. But
yeah.
But I can be that guy too. But every time somebody beats me, I'm like, we're playing again. Like I always have to play him again. Like one dude beat me 3 times in a row, and I was like, all right, we're doing best 5 out of 7 or whatever.
Best of 10.
And then
rematch.
And then
rematch.
And we did. And I all came right. back rematch. And beat him.
Rematch.
I beat him a bunch of times in a row.
Did you?
I was like, I know I can do it at some point. I'll learn your ways.
That's how you get better. You play against people who are better than you.
That's exactly right. And that's where I learned all my serves. I was like, I want to do what that guy's doing. And then I go and practice it over and over again, and I'm like, all right, I got this thing down. I put the bot on world class and put on AI makes little mistakes, So like he can't like mess up and hit the net or whatever. He always hits it back to me so I can work on my returns.
Yeah.
And like literally the whole time we're just like using like our forearm and just smashing it back and forth to each other. Like crazy. It's an insane workout, but so much fun.
Would you say, so for instance, I've played ping pong on like the Kinect or something like that.
Oh, it's way better than that.
So forgiving, like ridiculous.
Oh no, this isn't forgiving at all. You have to angle your paddle right.
Like, or it's going to go flying.
It's going to go flying, yeah. You can hit on your paddle anywhere. Like if I want to hit at the edge of my paddle, I could do that. And I'll serve like that sometimes to throw people off. So they can think I'm doing side spin, but I'm actually hitting it with the exact end of my paddle. It's so hard
Dude,
to get right.
No
because
way.
It's like it's
like the no, like the edge?
The edge of your paddle.
Like
it's
shaking
really,
it.
But it's hard to get it right. But you,
well,
you can't you can do it.
I bet it's
but even
hard
if
to get
even if you do miss
right in real life.
Because technically you can toss the ball up and not hit it and it won't count against you. It's only when your paddle touches the ball that it counts against you.
Okay.
So like even if I miss doing that, I can still try again. See, wow. But yeah, it's pretty intense.
And what's it called again?
It's called 11 Table Tennis.
Okay.
VR. Yep. It's on Oculus Store and Steam. I suggest that you get it. You and I need to play ping pong together.
It sounds like
you have room.
Hey,
you got the room for it.
How much I've got is it? I could get one too.
You got to get VR.
We play three way. I have VR.
Oh, you have VR? What?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was gonna sell it.
Start the group thread.
Hey, then you guys could play volleyball with me in VR too.
Yeah!
Wait, what volleyball game? What's it called?
It's beach volleyball, basically. Mm. But play in a high vaulted ceiling area.
Yeah,
I jump up in my head almost.
That's one issue I run into with ping pong. Is sometimes one time me and this dude were messing around afterwards, and we were trying to hit the ball back to each other, like not even touch the table, just hit it back and forth.
Yeah.
And there's the ceiling fan, and I went to go hit it, and it went, and like I dropped my controller. Well, I didn't drop it, but like, it's like wrapped around my hand. But like, I was like, ow. And like, I had to undo my mic. I was like, dude, I just smacked my head against my hand against my ceiling fan. And he just started dying laughing.
That'd be impressive if you smacked your head against the ceiling fan.
So like, when I do it, I gotta like keep the paddle close to my head. And like,
so,
cause usually when you play ping pong, you play pretty low. Like, yeah. I actually, most times you squat so you can get really good. Like, you wanna get that ball just over the net. You never wanna have it too, cause otherwise they can do a really decent smash move on you. But I've figured out a way to return the ball when it's a low serve and like do a forehand smash or backhand smash. So like they'll serve it low and be like, okay, there's no way he's going to pop it up and have it be a high pitch back. But I just freaking smash it back and just do crazy returns. But it's so hard to get right. So like half the time I don't get it right, but when I do, I just score a point.
We
right.
get it. You're good at video games, okay?
It sounds like.
I said half the time. That's not good. 50% is not good.
I want to hear.
Let's talk about batting averages.
A little bit more about how this translated to real life ping pong skills. Mm-hmm. Like, because obviously you only have a controller.
Correct.
In VR, so you're not like twisting and maneuvering the real paddle feel in your hand.
Yeah, but it's still got like,
The
weight is very similar.
Right.
Exactly. The balance, it literally feels like you have a ping pong paddle in your hand, at least for the index.
Okay.
It's very well balanced.
The Oculus, because they have that ring on them where it could almost feel like a
it's got a little weight on the end, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
just
because
it's got the ring, so it's got
index. Index has the, it wraps around your hand so you can like completely let go if you want it to. But yeah, the index has a really nice, just like a really nice feel to it when you're playing ping pong. I don't know. Like when I go to a ping pong paddle in real life, it's very small adjustment from going controller to ping pong paddle. It doesn't really make that big of a difference, but definitely helps you out. Like, with
were you bad at ping pong before?
I was mediocre. Like I played ping pong. Like I had a table when I was a kid, but I would never say I never got to the point where I could do backhand serves the way I do now and forehand serves.
Okay,
It was just never like that. I'm good at returning it, but like if somebody were to smash a ball on me, I wouldn't be able to do anything. But in this game, I've gotten a lot better at doing returns on those. Like I've had some pretty crazy returns. Like somebody smashes it on me and I put just enough backspin on it to get it just over the net and then bounce back onto my side so that it counts against
monster.
Them. Ooh, it's so hard. It's so tedious though. There's so much, like you have to realize that you're bad. Like I was playing with a guy today and he was already doing pretty good. And I started talking to him and I was like, hey, how long have you been playing? He's like, oh, I just got this on Sunday. And I was like, are you surprised about how good you've already gotten? He goes, yeah, actually. He's like, I've gotten substantially better at ping pong since playing this. I'm like, I know, right? Like, so it's cool that you get to talk with other people. And there's so many people playing that game, especially now that they have it for the Quest 2. That, like, okay. you're always going to find somebody new to play with.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll find the same person. Like, someday I'm like, oh, God, I've played you before.
This fucking guy.
Yeah, and even that with me, like, I'll go ahead, like, if I beat somebody, they'll leave, and I'll invite them back, and they'll show up, because sometimes they won't even look at who sent on the invite. Yeah. They'll just accept it.
You go, you're going to cry. And then they're like, oh, great.
Yeah, so when you're in a single-player lobby, like, when you're playing just against a bot, people can send you invites to play against them. So you just go through a lobby, and you press invite, or challenge, it says. Right. So you just keep pressing challenge, and it says challenge sent. And then, so you're sitting there playing against a bot, and I'll see, like, three of them come up. Whoever has, you know, a rank that looks similar to mine, a lot of times I'll play against them.
Right.
Some people that are too bad, but it kind of, like, if some people have a lower rank, it could either be because they do suck, or they just started playing on VR. Because some people that played ping pong in real life, like, I was playing with a dude with pretty low score, and he was shredding me. I was like, you definitely played this in real life. Like, I know it.
Right, right.
Yeah, so if you know how to play ping pong in real life, it's definitely going to make a huge difference playing it in VR.
This kind of makes me geek out a little bit, because, like, what you're talking about right now is, like, what kind of happened in, like, Sword Art Online for all you weebs out there. Like, so it's obviously he's in virtual reality, but at the very end, like, he's, like, soloing, like, bosses that are literally killing people. And so then he gets out of it, and he's, like, talking to his spoilers. He's talking to his sister. Yeah, be careful, everybody. And he's, like, his sister does, like, kendo, which is like Japanese, like sword fighting with like bamboo sticks or something like that, something crazy. And he's been doing this like for a year in virtual reality, and he just destroys her. He's like malnourished and everything, and is like muscle atrophy, but he's still like just like basically just trashes her.
So you're saying Sword Art Online is real?
I mean, evidence is right in front of you.
I'm not saying all things. Like, Pavlov probably didn't make me a better shooter in real life.
Right.
Like, I highly doubt that. The recoil never felt, like, yeah, you have to counter the recoil, but you're never actually going to get the real haptic feedback that a gun gives you. The ping pong is different.
Unless you're holding a real gun.
Like in swords, for example. Swords do weigh something. Like, yeah, they don't always weigh a ton, but, like, definitely more than an index controller.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Blade and Sorcery is not an accurate representation.
I love Blade and Sorcery.
I do too, but it's not going to teach you how to...
I can throw knives very well in Blade and Sorcery. Probably not very well in real life.
So, but. Sam, you got your VR headset. Have you been using it much lately?
Not as well as he has, apparently.
Evidently.
Like, honestly, I'm surprised you found people to play online with. Like, most of the games...
there's a bunch, dude.
Maybe I'm just in niche games.
Pavlov is insane. I used to be in a league in Pavlov. I was in a league for like 3 months. You have to find a group in Pavlov to play with. That you should. I'll do it. I'll be first mate. Now,
I don't have a whole lot of room anymore because I was like holing up in my parents' place for like a little bit, and they've got like a lot of like a living room space, right?
Uh-huh.
I live in a bachelor pad. I've got dirty clothes, so I mean,
that's your hangup? Is it there's dirty clothes on the ground?
Like everywhere?
Like a 3 foot room, basically. Yeah, there's dirty clothes everywhere. It's hard to move.
No, and Pavlov, you don't have to walk ever, really.
Okay.
You just use it, kind of like Call of Duty.
You gotta walk unless you want to vomit all over, like me.
Yeah,
vomit.
No. Ryan, just whoa. You get motion sickness bad if you're not used to walking around. If you're used to Blade and Sorcery, you should be fine with
Blade and Sorcery is an extreme.
Yeah. Especially if you hang on to that. There's that one map that has a chandelier, and you can swing on it. Yeah. There's a map in Blade and Sorcery, you can swing on this chandelier.
Like, wait, what?
While you're shooting him with a bow.
We have the same VR system?
Yeah, we do.
But... yeah, not as much fun as you have had with that. Obviously, you have different VIP maps with these VIP chandeliers.
No, that one's on there. What do you have? Quest?
I have a
Rift S.
The Rift S.
Yeah, the one that connects to PC. Yeah, you should see that map on there.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not. I wouldn't say. I can't remember what map it is, but it's not a community map. It's just a standard map that's in the game.
Oh, is it like the loading lobby? Maybe.
No, it's not in that one either. It's, I don't know, you go up to the map and you select one of them.
Mm,
I can't remember which one it is, though, but...
fair. I'll have to look for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
What is your current fave game on your Oculus?
Whenever I get on there, I'm playing Jet Island. We've talked about Jet Island before.
Yep.
Other than that, I played Blade and Sorcery.
You didn't know the name before, though.
Yeah. I didn't know the name before.
Now you do.
Jet Island. Try Jet Island.
I need to try that.
It's just... I mean, it doesn't look extremely pretty, but it's just... everything it needs to be as far as like how the game plays. So go for it.
And run through it one more just quick for the listeners that may not remember.
So you start out as a skater boy, and she said, see you later, boy, because you wasn't good enough for her. But now you're on a hoverboard, and you've got two grappling hooks, and you kind of like swim around this island.
I remember, yeah.
You've got rocket wrists, and it's like, just think like Attack on Titan, how you have like the grappling things and the ODM gear where you like grapple onto stuff and you kind of gas this way and gas that way. Same thing, but you've got essentially just rocket wrists and grappling hooks and a pistol that shoots lasers. Like I said, graphics are not...
Pew!
Yeah, it makes that exact sound.
Yes!
Like verbatim, that sound.
Verbatim.
Pew! 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 Pew!
And you charge up with...
That's good harmony there for a second, boys.
Pew! Pew! I like it. Your charger still goes pew.
It does still go pew. Yeah, it's just a great freaking game. You feel so good. You even feel like Spider-Man a few times because you're like swinging in between buildings. I guess it's not like Attack on Titan in that regard. You don't like zip to where you shot your grappling hook. You more like swing.
Okay.
Dude, VR chat has a grapple map.
A grapple map?
Where you get a grappling gun and you grapple in buildings like New York City and you can pull yourself up too. Like you can zip it. Yeah, it's freaking sweet. Like I didn't even know VR chat could do that, and like that was like most popular worlds, and that was one of them. You just grapple, and then like a bunch of people are hanging out on top of buildings too. So if you swing to a top of a building, a bunch of people are just showing up there talking.
Dude, I'm
and then you can just jump off the roof and go swing. Like oh my gosh, it's so much fun. VR chat is. Was she scared of it?
Yeah. I'm like, there's so many, like, it feels like a creepy place to be.
You go, there's like, sometimes. Sometimes it's a creepy place to be, but sometimes it's pretty interesting.
Why is that guy's controller just bouncing like
that? Oh, no, Troy. I've never run into that, thank God. But I remember one session I was playing as Emperor Palpatine, and I was going around doing like an impression, and I was sitting in my chair. So I could do standing play or seating play, and it looked like my character was standing, but it'll still follow my arms.
Yeah.
So my arms were on armrest. So I had my arms like this the whole time, like the Emperor does. And so I kept going around, and I was like, do it. Come with me, my apprentice. And they were just, everybody just kept coming. And then I found a Darth Vader, and it was so funny. I was like, it's been a long time, old friend. And then he was like, he did like the worst.
I have the high ground.
He did like the worst Darth Vader impression ever.
I'm Darth.
Yeah, Darth Vader. No, he basically like, yeah, I'm Darth Vader.
Oh, he didn't even play along.
No, he did for the longest time. And then things started getting weird after that. That's when I decided to leave. Yeah, Vader decided to sacrifice a person, but by doing so, he shoved a lightsaber up his ass.
Yo!
Yeah, it was kind of weird.
From Vader to Gator.
A little too much, yeah.
Oh my god.
I was like, what the fuck is going on here?
Just do it!
I did not say do it.
Yeah, I'll have to try VR then, or VR chat.
It's free. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I think we listed a few reasons.
You have to get used to it, though. Like, I didn't think it was fun for the longest time, but if you find a good lobby where people are pretty funny, like, I think you're good at improv, so I think you'd be fine with VR chat.
Oh, no, I have to learn improv in there.
Get out of here. Yeah. Like, fucking making jokes and stuff.
Never
having conversations with people. But, like, some people go in there and, like, talk about,
life.
Like, just life in general. Like, I'll go to, like, one was like, hey, we'll watch YouTube and just hang out. Like, you can go, there's a, an app called Big Screen.
Yep.
And you go in there, and it's basically like a movie theater. So you can actually watch, you can actually pay for movies and watch them in 3D in VR, which I've done. I did Star Trek, which is pretty cool. Or you can go in
2009 Star Trek?
Yes, 2009 Star Trek.
That's
in 3D.
A phenomenal movie.
Yeah, it was pretty sweet.
That movie's
And then we
saw that up at Comic-Con in Grand Rapids.
Oh man, that would have been sweet.
With a full orchestra. So it was orchestral accompaniment.
Dude, that is cool.
In real life.
That is sweet.
While they had the big ass screen playing. It was fucking amazing.
I love the idea that maybe the musicians aren't big Star Trek fans, so they're like, oh, I know this one. Dun, 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 dun.
That's so funny. They don't have Star Wars in 3D, unfortunately.
Dang.
But yeah, so there'll be rooms that'll be like, oh, we'll watch like this was YouTube and chill, where people are just hanging out. It's like YouTube and chill sounds like it could be something else.
But, don't do Netflix and chill.
Don't do Netflix and chill. Yeah. Don't join that one. Some people just label it that though, and some people be like, oh, let's talk about politics. Like that'll be, and then like the lobby's full of 12 people. Like sometimes the lobbies can't be too big because otherwise it gets a little overwhelmed with how many people are there.
Sure.
But VR chat's kind of the same way. You can go and hang out with people even at movie theaters too, and watch their desktop stuff. That's the coolest thing about it. Cause I remember when I was doing the Pavlov League, the way we did, like we came up with, like game plans, like for maps and stuff, like this is the play we're going to run. Right. We went into a room on big screen and he showed his desktop screen.
That's
we're all sitting in a theater watching him, and he's like able to circle stuff in VR, like circle, like this is where we need to go. We need to go through here. So there's a lot of creative implementation, and that's only like a little bit, like, and like that's the reason that I've wanted to go in VR so much lately is because of all the things I realized that you can do. It's not just play games.
Right.
Like, so there's so many creative things that people do.
Yeah.
And like interesting conversations you can come across. And like I was talking to one dude in big screen. I just joined there one night and he was just like talking, like it was just literally drama. Like he was talking about another dude in another lobby. He's like, you should go listen to this guy, man. He's like, as soon as a spot opens up in that lobby, he's like, just go listen to this guy talk. He's so stupid. And like I remember going into that and I was like, yeah, I need to leave. Like the guy was really stupid. Like he was talking, like I think he was just a super huge conspiracy theorist, and like you get some wild people in VR. Sure. But for the most part, people are pretty cool. Everybody's kind of in on the gag.
Go ahead, Sam.
I would say like what you're saying right now with like the grappling level and obviously the big screen level, and you've got all these people with different lobbies. It kind of reminds me of Garry's Mod, and now I'm trying to picture, like, because obviously you have character models in that you can suit up as Emperor Palpatine, Darth Vader, or whatever. I mean, Garry's Mod has a huge list of, like, skeletonized, like, player models. So I'm seeing, like, Garry's Mod, where you're playing Trouble in Terrorist Town, you're playing, like, Gmod Murder, but VR.
Yep.
That would be sick. It's
exactly what it is.
That would be amazing. It's
exactly what it
but
is.
But VR chat is like that?
It's like that, yeah.
They have, like, Trouble in Terrorist Town?
Yeah. Pavlov has.
I would do Pavlov.
Trouble in Terrorist you guys.
Sam has left.
Yeah, they have VR Among Us in VR chat.
VR Among Us is
in VR chat.
Excellent, dude. Yeah. What am I doing?
It's pretty sweet. I never played the Among Us one, but yeah. I've seen other people play. It looks pretty fun.
That's cool.
But yeah, there's so many. Speaking of creative things, one quick thing I can talk about is there's a Star Wars zombies map that somebody made in Pavlov.
Ooh, are there zombies in Star Wars canonically?
I don't think so.
I'm not going there.
But it's a copy of, so a lot of people that make zombies in Pavlov copy it off of Call of Duty, which is this one did, but it has a Star Wars twist to it. So you play in the Death Star, which is pretty sweet already.
Yeah.
And then you kill dead stormtroopers. I guess you kill him again.
like 1-to-1 Death Star? Like, you know it's accurate?
Oh, bro, not 1-to-1. Oh, it's just a map. Because you go to spectating mode, it's just a flat plane. Like, it's, I mean, there's stairs and stuff like that, but it's never, you never actually see the whole circle. But it looks like it on the inside. Yeah. It's not super accurate. Like, it's still, like, somebody, it's somebody that, it's not like a super huge game developer, but they just decided to like, you know, make a level and they know how to do some code, basic code. I mean, it doesn't take that much to make a level.
Yeah.
But a lot more than I know how to do, for sure. And I got into a lobby with one of the guy that made it. The guy that made the zombies. Because it shows like his creator ID when you open up the map. Mm-hmm. And then I came in there and I was like, why am I a different player model? Because sometimes, I think for the most part, you play as a normal player model. But this time I was as Boba Fett and he was the Mandalorian, because he's the guy that made it. He's able to pick which character models people play as. Okay. So I was literally playing as Boba Fett and I was like, what the heck is going on? This is pretty cool. And like, it's kind of buggy, but there's also bosses that you have to beat and they'll randomly spawn sometimes. So there's a Darth Jar Jar. There's a Darth Vader. There's a, Darth Maul. I think
so. It is canonical.
Those are the only three. Yeah, totally.
They're zombies. Totally. They're zombies.
There's zombies Maul. Too. But he also made a whole bunch of guns, like Han Solo's blasters in there. A lot of the clones.
There's a good gun.
Blasters are there. Oh yeah, and it has the sound. The guns. The gun sounds too from the movie. And he also uses the music. Star Wars music, which I don't know if you can do, but it plays over. Like it's,
hey, I'm listening, oh, no, to
the, I'm listening be, to the Star Wars soundtrack while I'm playing killing zombies in VR and Star Wars.
It might be creative license if he's not selling it. Maybe.
True.
You know, once you start getting money.
Yeah, I don't think he gets, you don't get money from that. Yeah. So
I mean, I nobody's gonna be like, did you make this? Did you make this music?
Did you make this music?
Yeah. Are you John Williams?
did you direct this music yourself? But yeah, you get lightsabers. So if you kill the boss's lightsabers, you get their lightsabers. Obviously, everybody wants to kill Darth Maul and get his lightsaber.
Yeah.
But you can spawn.
Cut your own legs off. Good idea.
They take forever to kill them. They take so long to kill. It's unbelievable. And they walk just as fast as you can run. So if you stop to reload, it's basically over unless you have double tap root beer. Not double tap root beer.
Also from Star Wars.
What's it called? it's not stamina. I can't remember what it's called for some odd reason.
So like,
if you get a perk, so you get like Juggernaut. So you get the standard. You get the standard Call of Duty perks in it.
Okay.
Which is pretty sweet. And you actually have to like. So you go up to the stand. You reach in your hand at the machine. You press the trigger, and then you actually act like you're drinking it, and that's when it. Actually that's applies awesome. To you. So it's actually dude, pretty sweet.
I gotta download this crap.
Dude, I know, and it's all free. That's the thing. I mean, not free. Pavlov isn't free, but like all the different game modes and
this
stuff.
This is no longer in VR chat. This is in Pavlov.
No, this is in Pavlov.
Oh, yeah. Pavlov is only like $25.
Yeah, $25, $30. Like, I don't think it's that expensive. Big of a deal. But it's, oh my gosh.
Now, are the mods so awesome. Hard to install? Because like I've tried to install mods on some.
This isn't a mod.
Games.
This is a community map.
Oh my.
So goodness. Basically, you go on there and it'll pop up as a server. So it'll say Star Wars Zombies and servers. You click
it. Exactly like Gary's.
And then it downloads the server. Downloads the map. And then everything. You play it. Yeah. So you don't have to exit VR or anything to do it. It's already ready to go. I haven't modded anything in so long.
I think they built that into Beat Saber too. If you get the right Beat Saber.
Yeah.
Mod,
you can do the mad music. It. Yep.
Yeah.
I had that a long time ago. I need to do that again. I wiped my PC, so I lost all my mods and everything, so I just need to do it again.
That's the one thing that kind of is not as easy on an Oculus, on a Quest 2, is the mods. Like, I don't understand.
Oh, yeah, that's difficult.
Like, Beat Saber would be great, but with the way it's working right now, we have to buy the packs that they have.
Like, oh, yeah.
There's no way to just get the custom songs that everybody else is playing.
Man, some of those are the best levels, too. Like, some of my favorite songs are the custom songs and custom levels that people have built.
Yeah, I've only ever played the standard Beat Saber. I mean, besides that, you know, when
the best song is KDA's Pop Star. Is that the name of that song? The League of Legends song that's on Beat Saber. That's the best song.
Okay.
Whichever one that is. I think it's
the modded Beat Saber or like in the actual?
In the actual. It's in the main release. Yeah. That one is the best song on Beat Saber.
I haven't played all of them, but I definitely need to do that.
I honestly really hate the fact I started off really pessimistic there. I dislike when content creators like, okay, so you buy Beat Saber and they're like, don't worry, we can be fun and hip like all you modders out there, and they get their own like modding community where like Fallout 4 did this, right? Where they saw that there was a huge modding community for Bethesda, and they said, we will do that, and we will, I don't know, there was some money stuff.
Yeah, I think Adams didn't get introduced until 76, but there was a currency in Fallout 4 where you could spend actual money to buy mods people created.
Yeah.
But there's a curated selection of mods, and the creators got some of that money.
So that's
I don't
my
hate
problem.
That. Like,
I just don't like the curated selection of mods.
It's not just that. Well, like, you don't have to shop that store on console.
Yeah.
Or PC.
I'm talking about not on a console. What do you mean? So let's take the Quest 2 for instance. So he's talking about Beat Saber with these curated mods, whatever you go through to get the mods on there.
Yeah.
I feel like that's completely limited because I want some weird stuff on my stuff. I want to play some anime stuff, and that's not. I mean, like whoever made Beat Saber is not going to put my favorite anime tunes on there.
I mean, other than
like whatever community is making mods and also likes anime is going to do that,
right?
And so I don't know. It just frustrates me when that happens because I was like, man, it really is just downloadable content instead of mods. It
on his
real away too.
On his specific problem though is that you don't hook the Quest 2 up to a PC.
You can,
but you don't have to.
Yeah.
Like our headsets run from the PC, but the Quest 2 is a standalone unit.
Like I could literally put it on my head right now and play VR.
I know that's crazy.
Anything.
Yeah.
For me, that's freaky.
It's pretty cool.
I think I maybe misunderstood. You can do what?
I don't know. Like,
we have not tried hooking that up to a PC yet.
But
and
I heard it's just as easy as hooking up a Rift S.
Okay.
Oh,
like you just have to have the cord for it.
Okay.
Okay. My point still stands, but
Yeah, I mean, his build is limited for sure.
No, I concede the fact that I don't know how that works, though.
Yeah, I don't either. Like, I don't know how easy it is or how hard it is, but where, you know, you guys literally just say, there, you know, the mods are right here.
I'm
picturing how you guys
to reset my PC as well, Colin, and I, like, when I went to do mods for Beat Saber the second time, and it was spaced probably 8 months apart, I'd say, so I installed the mods, then had to reset my PC 8 months later, I did not get the same mod package as the first time, and I don't know how to, like, the system that I have just works fundamentally differently to the system that I did have.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now it's all through a website and it's some sort of database thing.
Yep,
and like, I don't know. That's not how it functioned the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I followed a different tutorial or if there's a different, like, if the tools change because there were updates to Beat Saber. Like, and I don't pay enough attention to modding or modding communities on either Oculus or whatever for, like, or even Steam for that matter. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
it's tough for me as primarily a console gamer to, like, check into PC games that have mods or even Beat Saber for an example. Like, it's tough for me to keep up with those things because I'm not actively paying attention to the changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, fuck.
Yeah, like, I'm sure we just now started to pay attention to patch notes. Like, it wasn't something that we really.
I mean, I have for game, like, for Paladins for a long time, but, like, only if I'm very specifically into a game.
Yeah,
then you look at the patch notes. Yeah,
for sure.
Like, I know, I don't know about Colin, but I read the patch notes for every Call of Duty patch.
Yeah,
every week,
every single one, but most of them.
Every week, if I'm into, like, playing a lot, those weeks, that week I always. What's new?
Right.
Yeah. You know, what's changed?
We just want to find out what the new meta is.
Yeah.
Meta being the best gun.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's the name of the gun, right?
Yeah, they just get what's the new Warzone meta. It means, like, there's always a new gun that's labeled as the best gun to use. Or
I've heard of that.
Like, top Warzone metas. Like,
I haven't heard
five.
Of Skybox, but I've heard of the
Skybox.
Meta.
It's not a Call of Duty term.
Hey, Ryan.
What?
Look at the Skybox.
Okay.
It's the ceiling.
Box.
Pretty crazy.
That is a box on the ceiling. Thank you, Troy.
I drew you a skybox.
Well, I want to plug the WandaVision podcast for next week.
Yeah.
We are going to bring in some new correspondents for our WandaVision podcast next week.
It's going to be Sam Jackson.
Yeah, we're getting Sam Jackson.
Wanda.
A woman named Wanda.
I know her.
Yeah.
I used to work with her. She's a nice
so,
lady.
So, yeah, we're going to get her on. Just kidding. We're going to get Oscar. Oscar's coming back on the podcast next week.
He's live in the chat right now, too.
Marvel correspondent Madeline will be on next week. She did the Avengers episode with us when we did that. And then I think Kennedy also is going to be on to talk about
just Kennedy.
WandaVision. Just Kennedy just will Kennedy, be on. Yeah. For WandaVision. So I wanted to.
There, you'll be there.
Plug that. Yeah, Colin will be there. I'll be there.
If I have to.
So yeah, I want to definitely do that for next week's episode. Is there anything else?
Live at 7.
Yeah. 7-ish. I don't think there's anything we really need to touch on here. You guys ready to end this thing?
Is it time to say goodbye, Ryan?
I think it is time to say goodbye to the Crazy Train of Thought podcast.
Yeah.
Thank you, everybody, so much for listening. This has been Crazy Train of Thought episode, whatever the fuck we're on. We actually forgot this part for last week's episode, so that's why I wanted to make sure I remembered it this week. For you guys sticking around on the stream, give us about 10 minutes here, and we'll be right back. And for those of you joining us on audio... podcast form
Look
or
out
on
for
the
game hype
on the video podcast. Yeah, check out Game Hype. We're about to do that show next. If you're sticking around the stream, everybody else, we'll see you later this week.
Kiss to
Jesus.
Good night.
That's all, folks.
What the fuck?